You learn when you fail. To be successful, you have to fail so many times. And you fail every single day, so you need to be humble and understand that the learning process is hard. And you learn from everyone.
Hola, I'm Claudia Romo Edelman.
And I'm Cynthia Kleinbaum-Milner.
And this is a podcast, A la Latina.
The playbook to succeed being your authentic self.
Today, Natalia De Graaf, Vice President Automation IBM Americas. And here are the three key takeaways of this podcast.
Number one, she makes the case for why Latinas should consider studying engineering. She explains that it's a career that gives you a framework and methodology to think and operate.
Number two, she talks about being prepared to pivot your career with the changing industries. She even gives us access to tools to upskill and revitalize your career.
Number three, how tenacity has been her superpower and why she attributes it to growing up in Medellin in a time of turmoil.
All of that and more here at A la Latina.
Stick around.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/sonoro.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free.
Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today, a very special guest and a friend of mine, Natalia De Graaf. Natalia is the Vice President of Automation at IBM Americas. She's been with IBM for 20 years in different countries of Latin America. She studied production engineering, has a master's in marketing, and spends her time traveling the world. Natalia, is so incredibly fabulous to have you here.
I'm so happy to be with you here. As you said, friends for many years, and we do a lot of things together. This is going to be a new one.
Exactly. We want to start with you. Tell us a little bit more about you. What made you who you are and what you do today?
What made me who I am today is family. That is my feeling. Who I am. I was born in Medellin, Colombia, out of three sisters. I'm the oldest one. I study engineer. I wanted to be a doctor, and then I received a recommendation before I graduated and said, you're too good with numbers, not that good not giving opinions. I always have an opinion. And doctors at the beginning of the years don't have opinions, so you better consider another line of work. And that's when I made my decision. So I studied production engineer. It was a long career, it was almost 6 years. And when I finished, I said, I choose the wrong one. And I never practiced, to be honest. I tried it at the beginning, but I didn't like the area of expertise. And then a friend of my father invited me to work in Xerox. I started working in there. He said, you're gonna be a salesperson. I said, you're kidding me. I never sell anything in my life before. I learned how to sell, I like it, and I start my career. So why it made me what I am today, like I said, is my family, my support system, my son, you know my son, the center of my life, so a lot of learning through the years.
I sometimes wonder if we put a lot of weight on what we are going to study and then you end up not using what you studied. Can you trace things that you learned in college that you ended up not doing production engineering, but did you use anything that you learned in school?
A lot. a lot. I believe engineering is a formation.
Uh-huh.
So when you have the engineering formation, gives you opportunity to pivot in different areas. And by doing that, you have a methodology and a way of thinking. That planning, that development, that expertise that you start in the university, then you complement through the process in their career of the learning. So if you ask me what I like to do today, I transform business, I grow business, I develop people. How I get to that one? Through the expertise that I develop with the background that the university gave me, that the formation of engineer gave me.
I guess we're going to talk more about this probably in the episode, but why do you think there's engineering is not a career that invites women, or it historically hasn't been the type of career that a lot of women choose?
I believe we are improving a lot of in that one, okay?
Yeah.
And when I talk about future generations, newer generations in IBM, we focus a lot in how we develop minorities, and in my case, Hispanics and women, how we can help them. And I believe companies, and especially IBM, is really open to develop that. How we try to adopt and embrace these new leaders and women and open them a new opportunities in the workforce. And why hasn't been so attractive for women? Because I believe the image that we have from engineering in the past is that it's too tough. And in the past, women were like designed or pre-educated not to focus in things that are too tough.
Or the soft piece of the heart.
Yes.
Okay, you do the soft, so, it's more feminine.
Yes, but I believe we are pretty good in the engineering formation because, like you said, right hand, left side, they complement really well each other. Mm-hmm. And if we put the expertise and the learning, everyone develops different things and different skills.
Is there also something to be said about engineering historically being thought as something that you really just need the mathematical side of your brain, and in reality you need both sides, and you need also being to be you, maybe you're a better engineer if you are empathetic, if you can put yourself in the shoes of someone else? But we've never told women, like, your characteristics as Latina or as woman are actually good for engineering, or am I just making this up?
Okay, so let's be honest. You need math, mm-hmm, in engineering.
Yeah.
There's no going to be a good engineer if they don't are at least decent in math. Okay, you need the math capability. And I believe math give you a lot of analysis that you need to be a most successful person or a better manager or a better coach. So that thing of the math is really good because it's going to allow you to do the analysis part. Now, what you said about, like I said, the right-hand side is the ability to create empathy with the people, the ability to develop relationships, the ability to build communities, the ability to build ecosystem is really good as a complement. So the more skills you have, the better prepared, a better professional you can be.
The better salesperson you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I wanna go back, because I know you, and I know how incredible capable you are, and you know, like, structured you are, and I admire you dramatically. So I do wanna go back to the past, Medellin.
Okay.
Your family, the core beliefs, what you were taught. Everyone that I know over 40 years old in Medellin had some background of crisis, conflict, uncertainty that made everyone that I know really resilient, resourceful, and really optimistic as well, because if you were able to navigate that Medellin at that time, probably you're not scared about anything.
Resilience.
But I want to know more about your background as a Medelliner, as a Querucha. How do you call yourself? Like the people from Medellin?
Paisas.
Paisas, as a paisa. But also, what were the beliefs that your family installed on you? What were the core beliefs? Like, they said, Natalie, you can do anything, or, you know, like, Natalie, you're responsible for everyone. What were those? And what of those are you passing on to your son?
So I believe when you were born in Medellin and you live in Medellin, as you said, like 40 years ago, that we were surrounded by drugs and drug dealers and all the insecurity, you develop resilience. That's one of the things. Then you stick to the core values of the family. They become more important than any other thing in life. like being respectful, being honest, being someone that always overcome any obstacle, try to achieve. Those things are pretty important because they are, you grow with them. You couldn't succeed without them. One thing that I profoundly admire about the people in business, the owner of business of Medellin at that point, is we never gave up. They never gave up. Because I was young, I was just a student in high school. But they could just sold everything and left the country? No, they fight for the city, they fight for the industry to keep the industry open. And Medellin succeeded. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. There's cycles in life, you know? Things that are nice today, maybe get down, then get better. You know this coming from Mexico. And you know that I love Mexico as my second home. So we learn a lot about this, but I believe the foundations of my family was always its community, how we build the community, how we help the community, how we trust each other, how we challenge each other. I always said to my bosses, no one is gonna be having a higher bar than myself. I always put the higher bar on me. So those are the things that I say that keep me aware of the things every day, and you never can forget about them.
And that's what has been very present in your career. Like, your promotions have been remarkable, and tan 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 tan. Just like, it's like a, almost like one of those games that is like ding 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 dong dong dong. Tell us more about your
these
career in
people,
IBM.
Like, when I have these conversations and I see interviews that I have 20 years ago, when I became a first line manager, the first thing that I learned is the success is based on the people that you have. How you manage people, how you really integrate with people, how you understand that are human beings in the position that you're working with. So if you ask me what is the key for success, it's how you lead your teams. How we become the leaders that our teams deserve to have.
So would you say that the ladder that we see, like when we study your career, it looks like a ladder, like nobody else's resume looks like yours. We study resumes for these interviews, and it's usually like more like a monkey bar or like a wall where people take lateral moves. Yours looks very much like you were climbing. Every 2-3 years, you were promoted. Do you attribute to the way that you lead teams why you succeeded and why you were then given a bigger scope in, like a promotion?
I believe, look, I always said this when they invite me to speak with people in IBM or outside of IBM. I believe I've been privileged in the company that I work with because IBM gives you two things in particular. We have access to develop all the skills that we want to develop, and we also have opportunities to challenge ourselves. So I always said, you always give me businesses that I need to transform and grow. But I believe I developed that expertise with IBM through the years. So you're gonna get in this company whatever you wanted to get. If you're decisive, if you work hard, you prepare yourself, and obviously you deliver results. Yeah. But it's a combination. We have the best technology in the world, I'm sure of that one. We are a hybrid and AI company, hybrid cloud and AI company. And I'm sure that we have the best product in the market and in the industry, but also we have the best people selling those products and supporting those products and deploying those products and having technical expertise. So it's that combination.
So if you guys have the best people, how did you manage to be the one that climbed the ladder? Because not everybody could get promoted. What was your superpower that made you like stand out in such a great company?
I have a boss that said to me the other day, 2 years ago, I said, I'm stubborn. And Rob said to me, no, you're not stubborn. You're tenacious. And that is my learning in English. I learn expressions every day. Being speaking Spanish, you learn expressions when you speak Portuguese, when you speak English, you learn from the people. And I believe that is a good description. I'm tenacious. I don't give up.
Yeah. She just flipped the script. Because maybe they think that Latinas are stubborns, and we're not stubborn, we are tenacious. which thank you for flipping the script before we ask you to flip the script.
Okay, so it's that one. I believe I'm not designed to give up. I don't give up. If I truly believe that something is the right thing to do, I'm gonna fight till the end.
Okay, great.
And you were the same leader, you, in Latin America, different countries. Now you moved to the Americas in the U.S. What changed? What cultural changes do you see?
It's a huge one.
All right, let's go.
It's a different one. So when I came here in 2021, I came to run the ecosystem for Americas, to drive the transformation of ecosystem. Ecosystem is all the business that we do with companies that either resell our products, embed our products to create solution, or integrate our solutions in the things that they do. And when I came, the first challenge was not only to understand how the culture of Americas work, because it's not only US, it's also Canada as well, and also how to work with people, that sometimes when they see you, they said, why is she in this position? She's a person from Colombia.
Which is already like,
Yes, like it's a small country. I remember that many people used to say to me, do you miss Brazil? And I said, Brazil, why? Aren't you from Brazil? No, I'm from Colombia. Because normally from LA, what is big? Brazil. So everyone believes that if you're coming here, you should be coming from Brazil. And that's the good thing. And I'm so grateful for IBM. For IBM, it doesn't matter where you're from. They will always support us if you're delivering the results and you get prepared and you are committed to the company. So when I came here, it was a learning, trying to learn the culture, trying to learn the business, trying to learn about the people. But I was so privileged. I developed a great relationship with the distributors in Americas, with the partners. I have so many friends now that I change the position that they call me and say, we're going to miss you and we're missing you. And tell us now that you're leading another brand. What do you want us to do? How we can help you? So it's a good experience.
Listen up, Latinas. In a world where your financial strength is your superpower, MoneyLion is a sidekick you didn't know you needed. With top-notch tools and wisdom at your fingertips, it's time to take control and navigate the money maze like a pro. Whether you're saving for that dream vacay or launching your next big venture, MoneyLion is here to back you up. Dive in at MoneyLion.com or download the MoneyLion app. Juntas podemos lograr todo.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/sonoro.
Let's talk about the tech and the industry and STEM and the piece. So I want to know so many things about this, and I think that we have questions about you, about the industry, and about the future. I would love to know about what's happening with automation and in general. But so first question, why don't I see more Natalias in the tech industry at your level, more Latinas leading tech companies?
I think you're seeing more. I believe it's a personal decision. You need to decide what you want to do. Having a career, not only in a tech company, in a consulting company, in a manufacturing company that is going to be a successful career, comes with sacrifices. And I believe during the pandemic, and this is an absolutely personal opinion, I see that so many people change priorities. Some people said, You know something? In this new environment, I want to do this. What we have been trying to do in the company is give people like the openness to follow their priorities and try to merge those with the priorities of the company, if we can do it. And I believe those new generations that we are seeing, and it's starting to see the change. But how are we gonna have more Natalias, more Annas, more people in more Cleos? I have another Hispanic, you know Cleo as well. More Hispanic women in the industry is, I always said we wanna be more in front of the schools, college, and universities. Talking about this one. So NYU invited me the other day to the ULAVA, the Hispanic community, to talk about the career and the experiences. We have that responsibility. We need to spread the word that the STEM community is open for everyone, not only women, for everyone, and we want to invite more people. We are doing something in IBM. We're putting and upskilling 30 million of people around the world in new technologies, free, open to everyone. We need to spread the word.
So PTEC?
No.
Or another one?
It is an evolution.
Okay.
Something that we announced with Arvin about that. I thought I saw it in Davos. So, so is we are opening skills for everyone for free. So if you want to do it, it's open, it's for you, it's available.
And why should Latinas consider a career in tech?
Because it's a really exciting opportunity. It is also something that is going to give you enormous, like, joy, recognition. You really can transform the world and the way that we work and the way that we do things. So you talk me about automation, the way that you simplify process, the way that you integrate processes, the way that you automate everything. It is something that we can be and create a meaningful impact. And also, you were talking about something before, is well recognized and is well paid.
So tell us about that. Like, I learned that if you're an analyst, it is the most, the best paid first job that you can have. And I think that Latinos, we should know about that. Like, when you're making your choices in high school, you know, all of us dream to buy a house to our abuelita. Well, a great way to do it is go engineering and go artificial intelligence.
Exactly. I believe, if I can say anything regarding STEM, is you got to be prepared in hybrid cloud and AI.
So talk to us about that. What does that mean? Let's get a little class.
Okay, so remember when the cloud came out?
Yeah.
So everyone was saying, everything is going to go into the cloud. We said, Arvin, our CEO said, no, the world is going to be hybrid. There's no way that we were going to move all enterprises and everything, and we're going to redesign everything and create everything cloud native. We're going to have a hybrid model of operation. And what we have now, 3 years or 4 years later, is a hybrid model. So it's still 70% of all the work that we do is on-premise. What I mean by on-premise is within the companies, within the confines of the companies, and 30% is on the cloud. But you have to integrate those worlds. You have to have an integration between what you have in the cloud, what you have on-premise, to make the work possible and the process efficiencies. Today, companies are looking, when we were talking about 2020 on the pandemic and 2021, everyone was talking about customer experience. And everything that everyone was doing is how we improve customer experience. Artificial intelligence, all the assistants and the things that we create really help in experience and the customer experience and customer satisfaction. Today, the studies show that people and the industry is looking to have efficiencies because the economy is having those needs and companies. So having automation, having hybrid cloud, having AI is going to bring you the opportunity to show those efficiencies, to really target the spend that you don't need, the money that you're wasting in your companies that you can allow, don't allow yourself as a company. It doesn't matter if it's big or small, or it's a Soho company, a medium company, you cannot have and be wasting money. So analyzing the processes, analyzing the efficiencies, and getting more productive and more efficient it is really important for all of us. So if you tie that need, and you start developing skills to tackle that, then you can have an impact and you can have a successful career.
I mean, I'm very ignorant when it comes to engineering, so I'm going to ask you two very basic questions. The first one is, like, if somebody is thinking about studying engineering, what type of engineering should they study? Which one is the engineering that is going to be, they're going to have a job forever? And the second part of my question is, where would you start your career? In a big company like IBM, in a startup that, like, the scope may be bigger, but you move faster? Like, how should somebody think about the early years of an engineering career?
And the third to that is, what are going to be, like, things that are going to be there for the next 20 years? Is artificial intelligence, a stay or a flop, like metaverse and...
Okay, so I gave the explanation really simple, okay, without all the technical components or how we connect those or API or the integration process. But what type of engineering? So everyone will say to you, study computer science. I will say to you, and this is like my very personal opinion, study an engineer. But within that study, and I said this to my son, it's not enough with just having a career now. You gotta learn about more things. You gotta participate in more things. So complement that, of course, with something related, in my case, with artificial intelligence or hybrid cloud, but you have that opportunity. But if you're an economist and you don't know artificial intelligence, you're missing a big portion of your business. If you're a finance person and you don't understand artificial intelligence, you're missing a big opportunity to be more productive. So in anything that you do, try to do that.
Yeah, we do that where I work.
And is artificial intelligence here to stay?
Yes.
Is it going to eat up a lot of jobs from our community?
I believe it's going to transform a lot of jobs. Saying that jobs are not going to disappear because of artificial intelligence is naive. It's like saying so many companies disappear with all the streaming business. You don't go on a place and rent a movie anymore. You stream the movie. What companies does? So these disappear. A lot of jobs are being created because of the streaming business.
And that's the recommendation you're giving to Latinas. Go to the jobs that will appear that are related
exactly.
to engineering.
Exactly. Get prepared. Get prepared.
I want to talk to you now about identity. Our Latinas are every time more reclaiming their Latinidad, reclaiming language, reclaiming being proud to be Latinas. And we want to make sure that they do that by coming to work, being their authentic selves. You and I have spoken about, like, how important it is for companies, but also for Latinas to
be themselves.
To be themselves.
But I believe that's what I said is everything is in the package. So when you get Natalia, or you get Claudia, or you get Cynthia, it's you in a package. It's come with everything. Now, understanding that now I'm working in a different environment, in a different culture, I have to be open to learn. Because I cannot pretend that I come here like I am, and I'm not going to adjust to be and learn and be more successful in a new position and a new country. So we have to be open to learn. So when you said a scale down, for me, that a scale down is like to breathe, pause, learn, listen, take feedback, and then restart again. When you said, so are you successful, is yes, but we fail and we learn from that one. And it's part of the Latinidad that you said, the way that we are now. When I said everything is coming in a package, I have peers of mine that said, you're like a hurricane. And I said, yes, it's coming within Natalia. It's everything included. And that's the passion that you put in the businesses and the passion that you put in the things that you transform. So that diversity of cultures that we have and that we build is what makes us successful. So in the teams that we have, and obviously I talk about the IBM experience because that's where I am, is we build that. We build diverse teams that have different ideas, different ways of seeing things, and also different ways of doing things.
Natalia, we created the Ala Latina Network, and we had our first Ala Latina dinner a couple of days ago, where we heard firsthand not only the experience of these trailblazers like you sharing it with the next generation, with the rising, about what would they do differently and how, what advice would they give to themselves if they would be 30 years ago. But we heard from one of the rising stars that she just started Incorporate America 8 months ago. And because of the technique of flipping the script that she heard in the podcast, she was able to come to it and say like, oh, okay, so I have to flip the script. Now I understand that there's values that are hurricane, could be negative, but in reality it's a very positive one. And when you learn how to flip them, you start in a position of advantage. I'd love to start debunking with you some of those things that are true values of us that could be debunked and trained to reframe so that Latinas get more power, but also corporations get to understand us in a better way and understand that those are positive attributes to a company. Is there anything in particular that you think of our values, the typical ones that we're associated with?
I will say that there's so many things in that one. One is the commitment. We truly develop commitment. So it's not only that we said we're going to deploy this technology, but also we made personal investments and making sure that the teams and the customer gets what they really need. When your teams comes to you and said, we're not going to be able to do this because I have received 5 no's, and if you believe that makes sense, then you take the problem and you follow through until you get a solution for your teams, you show that you work in a different way, like pivoting something that is negative to something that is positive, leading by example. That's not different from a person in US or in Europe or Middle East. It is, I believe one thing is the passion that we do it and the way that we do it is something that is normal. I was in a conversation the other day and we were talking about priorities in the business. And I said it in a way that it was strong, but someone said, if I said that in that way, I maybe was going to be thrown out of the room. You said it, and everyone was like happy with you saying it. And I said, no, I don't care about the Europe implementation. Let's talk about Americas. And then we start talking about Americas. And the reason of the meeting was the European one, but I needed the Americas one to be first. And my peer said, if I said that, I was going to be thrown up. And you got it in the agenda. I don't know, it's the natural way that we say things. Because we're natural, we are spontaneous. Respectfully, but spontaneous.
So maybe the flipping the script is, people may think of us as shameless, but we are actually straightforward?
I'm pretty straightforward. Now I learn every day, like, English is my second language, and I didn't learn English when I was 12 or 13. I took English classes, but I learned English really when I was 20, and I learned every single day. So I said to my team, in my broken English, I made many, many, many mistakes. And sometimes you see people that laugh at you because you pronounce it incorrectly, and you can feel bad. And one of my bosses one day said when I came here, you never apologize again. You speak 3 languages, and some of us barely speak one. So when you start learning that, and let it people know that you're not ashamed of learning. I'm not ashamed of learning. I learn every day.
And it's an excuse when you don't speak well the language to somehow, you know, like flow, go with the flow. My husband would say that is the formula for our happy marriage, because he understands only 2/3 of what I say anyways.
I get the
feedback. Richard is right. And also, it's the icebreaker. When you make a mistake, people is going to say to you, what I said, I'm so sorry, it's my broken English. So let's get back and teach me how to say it correctly.
And the message is totally different.
Yeah, my son corrects me all the time. And I said, with love. If you don't correct me with love, you're going to be in problems. But you teach me, I'm going to learn.
Now, we have 2 more questions.
Okay.
If you could go back to your own 30-year-old self and give her some career advice, what would you tell yourself?
The same thing, follow your dreams.
But you did. So something that maybe you wish somebody more senior with the perspective of you made it, you're at the top, you're confident, you're killing it, your English is great. What would you tell your 30-year-old
self? Learn English before.
Yeah, maybe.
Learn English before, learn technology before, now, younger generations. don't be comfortable just having your career. Build up your resume, build up your expertise. Get exposed to new technologies, to new people, to new cultures. Don't be afraid.
Incredible. And just to close, Natalia, what, I'm like, just like a summary of everything we just said in the last couple of minutes, what would you say is your playbook?
I don't have a playbook.
No, you just gave us pieces all together. Like, what would be?
Be truly to yourself. Be prepared. And be open.
So thank you for being open to sharing your story. Thank you for coming prepared. Thank you for being true.
I wasn't prepared.
I know. I'm just like closing the podcast with some
love. With some love.
With
like
some
your
love.
Son.
Exactly. So thank you for being super prepared, for being true to yourself, and for sharing all your wisdom with our audience.
Natalia, it was amazing having you in the podcast.
Thank you for your wisdom and generosity.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And with you, we're going to be able to lead and succeed
a la Latina. Latina.
Hola, a la Latina listeners. Meet your financial partner in crime, MoneyLion. Elevate your money game with top-notch tools, expert advice, and a community that gets it. Dive in at MoneyLion.com or download the MoneyLion app now. A la Latina is brought to you by MoneyLion and produced by Melka Media.
The struggle is real, and we know that firsthand being daughters of hardworking immigrants. That's why on La Lucha Es Real podcast, hablamos un poquito de todo.
Somos Angel and Edith, long-term best friends who have authentic conversations, giving us space to be vulnerable without judgment because La Lucha is real.
We want all of our amigos who listen to us to feel a part of the conversation and feel empowered to become a better version of themselves.
A veces bromeando y a veces llorando, pero siempre mejorando.
La Lucha Es Real podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free.
Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.